就以前的第二項了、啊、以前的第二項呢就是我們聽我們三個非常之努力的小組委員會的工作進度報告。首先呢我們請東南九龍陳偉群博士做他們小組委員會的工作報告。
好多謝主席。咁東南九龍個委員會，我諗主要報告咧就係喺規劃檢討第二期嘅所有公眾參與嘅活動咧，我哋就叫做完成咗。咁、那個報告嘅內容咧就都已經喺文件上面，咁我或者就唔再去詳細去敘述啦。咁我淨係咧就即係多謝委員咧喺第二期公眾參與裏邊咧嘅支持同埋參與。咁我特別咧就提三點，好簡單啦。第一點咧就我哋進行咗一個啟德論壇咧，係總結第二期嗰、那個嘅公眾參與。咁呢個啟德論壇亦都包括咗一次係帶有興趣嘅公眾人士去到啟德做一個實地嘅考察嘅。咁喺香港嘅規劃裏面呢，即係我覺得係比較少有。咁而嗰次亦都即係好多市民去實地去參與呢，就俾咗好多嘅意見。咁對佢哋嚟講都係一個即係幾好嘅參與嘅經驗。咁呢個第一點。第二點咧就係、我哋跟住再進行去到第三階段裏面嘅規劃檢討咧，就開始要將過往第一二階段嘅嘢整理，然後就真係去做一啲建議嘅大綱發展嘅大綱嘅圖出嚟。咁呢個就會係一個相當重要嘅階段嚟嘅。咁到時都希望即係其他委員去支持呢樣嘢啦。咁第三點咧，亦都我要向大會去即係表達翻咧，就喺上次兩次嘅會議裏邊，個小組委員會都提過一個臨時用地嘅問題啊。因為啟德嗰塊地咧就真係好大，同埋而家有一啲部分嘅臨時用途啊，即係做高爾夫球場嗰啲。咁但係就委員都覺得咧，其實真正發展啟德可能都係一段時間之後啊。咁希望呢個臨時嘅用途咧就可以都有一啲嘅規劃。咁希望大會亦都可以去注意一下嘅。咁我哋報告係咁多。
Paul, please.
Chairman, at this stage, we'd like to reiterate the concerns that the Business Environment Council has reiterated many times, which should be brought to the attention of this committee, which is that there are a number of harbour-wide issues which have to be dealt with before KaiTech can proceed. The location of the cruise terminals within the harbour and the evaluation of what the right location is not something that can be left to the KaiTech committee, but this committee should be looking at that, Chairman. And we urge this committee to start looking at the main developments which are planned for around the harbour, cultural facilities, cruise terminals, etc., and define what the criteria are for the location of these facilities around the harbour, so that these committees can have some guidance. The second issue is, of course, on the issue of the marine facilities and the issue of reclamation. Marine facilities require, by definition, some form of reclamation, some form of anchoring, either whether it's a breakwater or a pier on the seabed. And that requires us to discuss, again, at this level of the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, the issue of reclamation. We have started that at a briefing some time ago. Submissions were made by both the government and various parties, including Citizen Envisioning and the Business Environment Council. Only the government's guideline is available on our website. Those submissions made by Citizen Envisioning and by Business Environment Council are not available on the website. They have a clearly different view. So I think those two issues, what should go where around the harbour, and the issue of reclamation should be dealt with and discussed at this level. Thank you.
有其他委員有沒有相關意見，或者陳博士有沒有什麼回應的，就關於剛才的科學研究。Yes, Nick.
I've attended many of the sessions which WK has very ably chaired, and I think we may have made significant progress in terms of KaiTech. I think there are a couple of concerns that I have. One is and I use the word fairly generally, widely if you like, is the word connectivity. We've got a wide disparate of uses contemplated on the peninsula, and I think how you link those uses together, how you interface those various uses, and then how you link Kai Tak with the surrounding districts, I think is going to be crucial. And I think it's one weakness at the moment, if you like, in terms of the current proposals. We're looking at different elements almost in isolation. And I think there is the need to pull together the components in a more holistic way, if I may put it that way. So that's one observation. The second observation is in relation to, not unless, I mean, WK has quite rightly raised the issue of temporary uses, but I think there's also a major issue in terms of phasing. I mean, we're looking at a 15 to 20 year project, probably in reality. And I think when we talk about interim uses, I think also we should be looking at a very structured phasing program in terms of implementation, so that the land that's not being developed, if you like, or is not being put to immediate use, can be put to other use. And we're not. And the word temporary, I think, is it's more interim use than temporary, because I think we are looking in some cases in land lying idle for 10 years, and obviously we don't want to see that. We want to see the public and the community enjoy that land or have some benefit from it. Okay.
主席或者我回應施先生和蔡卓哥兩點或者幾點意見，就第一，關於啟德的用途，其實在啟德規劃檢討裏面都做了很多公開諮詢。據我了解，關於譬如郵輪碼頭，基本上是有個社會共識的，在這個階段就不在講。除了擺啟德之外，還擺邊度？因為或者陳博士都可以證明呢樣嘢咯。基本上係有個共識嘅，咁就好多嘢咧，就唔需要重頭，即係再去做一個所謂選址嘅。咁問題就係點樣去做好嗰個郵輪碼頭？咁至於話 connectivity 呢個咧，就呢個係一個非常之重要嘅即係規劃原則。咁我都相信咧，喺做啟德規劃嗰陣時咧，一定會考慮呢一個原則。 咁下一次我哋做嗰個所謂 PODP， 所謂嗰個建議嘅發展大綱嘅時候咧，一定咧會考慮啟德同周邊即係嘅聯繫呢個可以大家放心嘅。咁至於飛城嗰啲咧，即係分期進行呢啲咧，亦都會喺嗰個下一步工作會跟進嘅嚇。
多謝
I'd just like to maybe Bosco could specify a little bit more what he meant by consensus of the siting of the cruise terminal. I believe that the business community has made several proposals all around the harbour, so I don't think there is either from the community at large or from the business community any consensus about the location of that that venue. Second of all, if we would consider what should go where around the harbour, one would take into account the cost of locating a development somewhere around the harbour, and part of that cost will be how much land do you use, how much roads do you have to build, how much additional traffic, transport trips, vehicular trips do you generate. You would have all these elements as costs to put in your valuation. I don't think we've ever seen at this committee the proposals from all these business leaders. We've never seen an evaluation of why you would take one versus the other. We've never seen it. So how could the government say, and the planning department say, that there is consensus? I mean, do you have done research? Do we have an election or a referendum on this? Or, I mean, anything to justify your comment that there is consensus on the location?
主席，其實或者陳博士，他作為那個共建維港委員會那個所謂小組委員會，主要提出呢個所謂啟德那個規劃檢討呢個工作呢。 佢出席曬差唔多大部分嘅諮詢論壇啦，咁或者佢都可以喺呢方面即係可以提出一啲觀點。據我了解咧，我諗或者除咗施先生之外，即係我諗即係喺東南九龍啟德呢個發展計劃裏邊咧，郵輪碼頭呢個就算唔係完全共識，我相信都係絕大部分嘅人咧。 的人士呢都是支持在啟德那裡建這個郵輪碼頭的，是基於很多即不同的規劃考慮，還有也都記住呢這個郵輪碼頭這個建議呢不是今時今日提出來的，其實在90年代尾2000年的時候有將做了一張分區計劃大綱圖，郵輪碼頭已經在那裡了，當時的規模比現在更大，所以變成不是一些新的東西，或者陳博士可以可以或者補充一下。
Thank you, Bosco.WKA 有啲意見。
主席，咁喺我哋嗰、那個即係公眾參與過程裏面咧，郵輪碼頭呢個問題真係經過都好反覆嘅討論，咁所以我就唔建議喺今日裏面去辯論。咁我諗我嘅總結咧就係、是、即係或者剛才阿波都有個 point 咧，就係、是、嗰個 consensus 呢個字可能係比較即係唔係完全一個百分之一百嘅 consensus 啦，咁但係我哋就唔可以抹殺咧，就喺啟德有郵輪碼頭呢個咧係一個主流嘅意見啊。咁當然咧就係有唔同嘅，即係仍然係有好多分歧喺度，即係有唔同嘅人提出有唔同嘅意見。咁不過咧即係呢個即係我相信喺個啟德規劃裏邊咧，即係啟德作為郵輪碼頭。即是一個主流的意見，我們能夠綜合到的。這個就不表示我們已經決定了在哪一個啟德哪一個位置，那一個就是下一個階段裏面還要再繼續去規劃的。但是目前呢就即站在啟德規劃的角度呢，我們也都是等政府的一個回應，就是特別旅遊事務處裏面呢是它對於即政府已經發出一些邀請書，咁亦都政府係收到幾個即係郵輪碼頭嘅建議，咁嗰度即係對於啟德嘅規劃係有一定嘅影響嘅，即係可能係時間上面嘅影響啦，或者即係喺全個海港裏面仲有冇第二個郵輪碼頭咧？嗰、那個影響，咁呢一點就係超出咗我哋啟德規劃嘅範圍以外啊，咁但係對啟德郵輪碼頭規劃係有影響，咁所以我哋咧就即係都係等緊即係政府方面佢哋作出一個決定。同埋咧，我相信政府都需要遲早噶啦嚇，即係遲早要向嗰啲就作出發即係回應咗一啲發展邀請書嘅財團，同埋向公眾去即係公布個結果，就係、是、到底嗰六個碼頭建議有冇一個或者多個係政府會繼續考慮。咁即係無論有或者冇咧，對個啟德嗰個郵輪碼頭嘅規劃。都可以，即我哋都可以仍然維持翻佢係一個主流嘅規劃嚟嘅。咁只不過即你喺個海港裏面有冇另外一個或者甚至多個咁解。咁但係呢個對於即啟德個規劃嘅時間性就係有一定嘅影響嘅。
多謝陳博士，阿 Rita。
多謝主席，我都想即係喺呢度講清楚政府就住郵輪碼頭發展呢一個嘅政策啦。咁其實就我估喺共建維港委員會啊，陳博士佢帶領嘅小組嗰個檢討嗰個工作裏邊咧，我哋都已經有特別嘅專題嘅。專題的討論，咁亦都有業界啊，有即係地區人士啊，一個都係幾共，即係幾包容性嘅一個嘅討論。咁但係咧，亦都即係我相信政府亦都好清楚，即係講咗個政策咧，我哋香港即係係需要多一個郵輪碼頭。咁當然咧，我哋即係先前啊，陳博士所講嘅，政府提出咗，亦都做咗個邀請一個意向書，那個工作係未完，我哋係接受。咁但係政府決定咗之後咧，我覺得呢、這個同佢呢同我哋而家喺啟德嗰度預留地方，從個規劃角度去做一個郵輪碼頭嘅發展咧，係冇矛盾，亦都冇抵觸嘅。咁反正咧就係、是、我哋唔需要特別即係去講乜嘢係叫嗰、那個。意見主流又好，係共識都好，我相信咧，當然每一件事都有不同嘅意見嚇。咁但係喺整體上，我哋都要有一個嘅判斷嚇、啊，最終咁。但係喺呢件事上面，我估咧就有一個好明確嘅政府嘅決策決定已經係需要發展噶啦。而家就當然係一個時間同埋喺個規劃上面點樣去做好呢件事嘅啫。即係我覺得呢個都冇唔需要再討論噶啦。
即我解釋翻多少先，因為剛才即可能不是講得咁詳盡啦。就是政府嗰、那個即而家嗰發展意向嘅個邀請書咧，即對於啟德嗰個咧就即冇乜矛盾。正如阿劉太講，咁但係就有一個影響嘅，即嗰個影響咧就係假如嗰六個發展 即係嗰個發展意向嘅邀請書裏面咧係冇一個會被接納嘅話咧，咁啟德嗰個咧就要盡快去規劃啦。咁假如佢哋係有嘅，即係喺海港裏面有其他嘅地方要做郵輪碼頭，咁嗰個啟德咧就都仍然係可以規劃住郵輪碼頭，咁但係咧就可以即係慢慢嚟規劃啊。咁即係有呢方面嘅影響。
多謝主席，我想講好快啫，就係其實我覺得喺呢個爭論裏面咧，即係我諗即係喺香港嘅規劃制度裏面係仍然係政府主導同埋即係可以話自上而下咧，即係我諗政府真係要諗咧，就係當我哋去搞咁多即係市民參與嘅活動呢個過程裏面咧，點樣去定立佢個認受性啊？因為如果唔係咧，即係你點樣去做都好咧，做到最終咧，始終有人會挑戰你咧，就係話你點解話呢個係共識或者呢個係主流嘅意見咯？咁我諗即係我哋當然有自己嘅睇法啦。咁但係即係我頭先個前提就話以一個即係政府為主嘅一個規劃制度嚟講，即係政府要諗下究竟點樣去建立一個即係讓市民可以參與到，然後個結果咧係有認受性嘅，即係以至到係即係我哋可以即係唔需要每一次都係要翻去俾人挑戰，就係你點解話你依一個係一個共識嚇？
主席。我跟進Mikam頭先嗰個 point 啦，其實整個郵輪碼頭話得唔得到公民嘅或者係公眾嘅共識咧，其實係關鍵在我哋提供幾多嘅背景資料，幾多嘅未即係全面回應翻一啲嘅即係商界當頭先Paul提出嘅一啲嘅未足夠舉措性嘅一啲嘅問題。都仲未圆满就去解答嘅，咁其实个背景资料提到几深入、几广泛，令到我哋可以知道今目前远景、近景、中期、后期、如长期嘅邮轮嘅码头嘅未来发展方向系点样？咁而或者系一个啊，亦或系有三个啊，亦或有几多个？咁我谂呢个远景同埋嗰个背景资料咧，系咪足够咧？咁呢个系一个仍然一个问号啦。咁第二，你而家话检讨，咁检讨之余系咪即系话，而家系行紧系嗰个位噶啦？咁我冇第二个选择噶啦。咁但系至多系减低佢嘅即系嘅影响嘅啫。咁好想知道个检讨嘅考虑咧，就系污水排放、废气排放，将来有漏油事故，仲有啲咁紧急疏散嘅。整體嘅呢個配合嘅，除咗頭先提出嘅道路服務、道路疏通、交通運輸物品上船落船等等嘅呢啲安全措施等等，咁會佔咗幾多嘅 footprint 啦，即係叫做土地面積啊等等呢啲問題，其實有冇好詳細去檢討之中帶翻出嚟咧？咁呢個就係環境嗰個污染問題嗰個影響。咁第三就係、是。其實就是話對周邊，如果是不是協調性呢，我那頭我們個休閒的住宅區域或者休閒式的公園、花園、市區、小康住宅 的配合的時候，哪邊商我們又講熱烘烘的旅遊重點區的時候，那怎樣協調個城市規劃呢？我都還是有些問號的。所以第四呢，我就覺得共建維港委員會自己有沒有個立場先，你不要說話公眾有個想法、有個願景，但是我們這個共建維港，我們自己有些什麼立場，我們是給政府去說我們想要它在那裡，又不想要它在那裡呢？我覺得這個都是我很想知道今天為止共建維港委員會自己的立場是什麼呢？我覺得是提出這四點。
多謝主席。 我聽到大家的意見，其實即大家都有自己的關注。我想提出一點嘅就係話，即共建維港委員會其實一路以嚟係有即定立咗一個機制咧，係去收集個公眾意見。即我自己有個睇法就係話，其實任何人都可以提出一啲佢想喺嗰個區想要嘅嘢，包括政府。即政府可以話我哋需要喺啟德有個郵輪碼頭，需要有個體育場地。市民亦都可以說話需要我要有個即小型飛機場。而我記得在整個過程裏面，這些啟德上面是需要什麼東西呢？其實是有一個相當有系統的一個平台呢，是去讓大家去討論。以我的印象所知呢，就是說 其實公眾是將那個小型飛機場，因為它跟個郵輪碼頭有 conflict 呢，是將個小型飛機場是搬離開了啟德，而可能在第二個地方去安置。咁我記得嘅就係話喺我參與嗰啲即係工作坊裏面咧，依啲嘢係全部都有討論。咁我覺得就係話，我哋作為一個委員會，我當我哋定立咗呢啲系統嘅時候，我哋要尊重呢啲系統。即係我自己其實有一個擔心就係話，我哋如果不停咁樣去討論，即係政府總部應否在東南九龍，郵輪碼頭是否在西九。而文化藝術區應該是不是應該搬去天馬南呢？即是我覺得即是經常在即是這樣氹氹轉的時候呢，我相信亦都對於香港整體規劃是不健康。那我覺得即是共建維港委員會既然在啟德那裡是已經有一個有系統的平台讓公眾參與意見，我覺得應該是尊重即是主席即是那個即是他們即那個會議的結論。如果他覺得某一些事是經過討論，是一些主流意見，那個就是主流意見咯。那當然有人不 反對的，但是不等於我們說我不相信這個是主流意見的時候，我們要由頭再去講過。我覺得即這個是一個非常危險的做法咯。我們真的做到60歲都還要在個共建維港委員會做、那我覺得即這個是我自己的感覺、就是說我們自己尊重我們自己定立出來的制度，咁、我哋相信我哋定立出嚟嘅制度係公道嘅，同埋有結果。咁任何人可以提供意見，包括政府，冇理由政府唔可以提供佢想要啲咩嘢噶嘛。咁、我覺得即係我嘅意見係咁啊。多謝主席。
嗱、，Vincent 剛提個平台就正正就係我哋嘅小組委員會，佢哋過去兩年嘅辛勤工作，大家亦都係有目共睹嘅。剛亦都提過嗰幾輪嘅公眾嘅參與嘅活動，咁佢哋有一個好詳細嘅計劃，亦都唔係今時今日先同大家報告啦，即係一路落嚟都每次會議都同大家有報告，咁佢哋係有個成績嘅累積嘅，每次都咁當然有啲問題佢想提翻嚟我哋大會討論，我哋亦都會係歡迎。但係直至到佢哋提出之前咧，我哋都係支持同埋信任我哋嘅小組委員會咧，佢哋去專責去處理好剛剛阿 Vincent 提到嘅各類問題。我唔知道陳博士係覺得嘅點，或者有啲咩再要同大家講講咧，關於即係大家剛剛就東南九龍各方面所提嘅問題。
其實冇咩特別補充，即係我大家委員講嘅有好多內容，我都係即係會幾同意啊。咁、其實真正認真嘅衝突都唔係好多，譬如May 提出嘅第一二三點咧，即係我完全同意，同埋咧多謝你提出呢啲嘅問題啊。呢啲問題正係咧第三、第四階段嘅時候咧，我哋個委員會會要求政府去睇清楚嘅。咁但係就即係嗰啲 EIA 就唔係共建維港委員會去做㗎嘛。咁但係我哋呢會即係請政府認真去考慮，政府如果自己過唔到 EIA 個關呢，咁佢呢個郵輪碼頭亦都即係唔可以喺東南九龍嗰度規劃到出嚟㗎啦。咁至於第四點話，我哋自己共建維港委員會嘅立場，我就覺得最重要嗰個立場呢，就係我哋即係維護返嗰個公眾參與嘅平台。咁其實呢就我哋每一個階段咧，就都有好多公眾俾意見，咁逐漸凝聚咗一個主流嘅意見嘅。咁我有一點係從第一階段嘅時候，我都有提到咧，就係呢啲主流意見，我哋應該係尊重同埋成為我哋規劃嘅時候嘅基礎。咁但係就冇人話咧，你唔可以砌低佢嘅。咁甚至去到第三階段，甚至第四階段啊，真正最後嗰個圖出到嚟嘅時候，都可以有人反對嘅。咁但係如果大家真係經過嗰個過程咧，反對嘅人就要真係提出好專業嘅，你能夠 有足夠的資料，能夠令到人哋去信服。在過去嗰咁多個階段，原來大家都睇錯咗嘅。如果你能夠去舉出咁多嘅資料咧，咁我覺得個公眾亦都會信服嘅。咁所以我哋個制度裏面就包括你每個階段都可以去再提出更加好嘅意見啊嘛。咁但係即係呢個其實對於我哋提意見或者質疑嗰啲人咧，亦都係一個挑戰嚟嘅。即係換句話講，我哋喺第二階段裏面你去提質疑嘅時候，或者提出挑戰嘅時候咧，請你咧就將自己提出嘅意見嗰個水準去提高，即係唔係再提翻咧，即係話我覺得唔係好妥咁樣，即係唔係嗰種感覺，或者即係唔係純粹一種我覺得唔啱或者我覺得你主流啫，但係我有第啲意見，即係我哋去第三階段或者第四階段嘅時候咧，我哋會即係覺得對公眾嘅挑戰、對專業團體同埋壓力團體嘅挑戰就係、是、請大家一齊提出更加認真嘅、更加具體嘅一啲內容咁其實咧，即係我會鼓勵呢樣嘢。因為你越是更加強的一些挑戰才是最後出到來的結果才是更加所謂 robust 是能夠成為公眾可以接受到的這個也當然是對於一些大項目的它的推動者一個 proponent 呢，譬如對於政府是一個挑戰，即是那個郵輪碼頭呢，它是一個很 robust 的一個的發展 的意見和方案。但是目前我們經過了兩個階段，就似乎這個過程呢，這個規劃過程呢是在運作的，所以 我就即鼓勵大家正面一點去看，也正面一點積極一點 去給意見。
我覺得陳博士剛剛說的整個程序和 工作方法，即是按部就班，每階段累積一定的資料、一定的成果，然後一步步咁嚟做，咁佢係好契合科學精神，好有科學嘅理念嚇。咁唔知道大家對於東南九龍客就阿May係咪仲想講阿 Paul 嚇 ？OK。
Yeah, Chairman, as I raised the issue, I'd like to just refer to back if anybody has any major comments. First of all, Ms. Lau, Rita Lau, yes, the Business Environment Council fully supports the government's policy of having a new cruise terminal in Hong Kong. I'd like to establish that first. But when it comes to process, I would like to remind everybody who ends the process of two issues. One, in Kai Tak, we've given the community three identical concepts. There was no concept with and without, i.e. we did not stimulate a debate among the community, what if it was there, it was not there. So the tools that we worked with were quite limited. And I invite, when you do this again, when we go to another, that we actually are providing a wider range of different concepts so that there is a true alternative for people to choose between. The second thing is the issue of information. And the allocation of the positioning of the cruise terminal in Kai Tak, and for that matter, the government officers on Tamar, are not very well substantiated with good, solid information of why it should be there and why it should not be elsewhere. And that information has been lacking. That's a point we have been making. We have called for the harbour plan review process to be started under Vincent Ng's subcommittee, and we hope that review will start as soon as possible so we can have that why, what goes where discussion as soon as possible. Thank you, Chairman.
Thanks. May.
其實你講緊科學性去科學發展觀啦，咁其實我希望見到有三樣嘢發生。第一就是現在全世界的世界級城市都在行一些叫做策略性環境評估，就是共高層次是規劃性的環境評估的嘛。現在我們等到落實了選了那一點我們才動呢，就已經是不是符合叫規劃性的策略性的環境評估的，應該是更高層次的。第二，政府那時候花了4300万去研究個叫可持續發展嘅電腦模擬決策電腦程式，咁我想知道呢個郵輪碼頭有冇行過呢個電腦程式去考慮佢嘅可持續發展性。第三，去到環境影響評估啦，我坐喺環境諮詢委員會嘅，去到嗰度嘅時候已經畫死咗條死線俾我哋，至多係話減輕佢啦，個噸位少啲啦，泊個碼頭少啲啦，遊客上岸嗰度點樣 限制佢啦，咁嗰個已經係好被動啦。如果我哋真係好積極去捍衛維多利亞海港嘅發展，我哋應該行嘅就係跟翻世界所先進城市行緊嘅策略性規劃嘅影響評估。第二就係去到我哋而家政府花咗4000多万去做咗嗰個咁嘅叫 CASET，CASET 係可持續發展嘅決策電腦模擬工具。點解我哋唔用先？咁我想睇到嗰兩樣嘢係出現緊，然後就行到去 EIA 啦，就環境影響評估。到時我咪減低廢氣、減低排污量、減低漏油事故、減低疏散、減低安全影響鄰近嘅噪音。咁嗱，呢個先至係個三個層次，係科學發展觀啊嘛。咁如果話民眾想我夠想咯，我要三個馬戲班、四個主題公園咁。我哋点样去考虑呢？咁我希望见到系更加科学发展观行到咯。
多谢阿美，陈博士仲有冇咩再补充或者回应啊？就有关譬如刚刚策略性环评啊嗰啲咁。
咁我只可以话好啊。咁同埋即係其實喺我哋第二階段嗰個文件裏面呢，都已經有一個初步嘅，即係好初步嘅可持續發展影響嘅評估嘅。咁但係當然可持續發展影響評估呢，係可以好多唔同嘅所謂 level 咁樣去做。即係我同意㗎。
嗱，我仲有一個好啲建議， EPD 發展咗個 3D 嘅電腦模擬嘅策略性環境評估，即係擺咗個郵輪碼頭，嗰啲噪音會噗咁啊，染到個嗰個地圖嗰邊咧，就係會講個噪音嗰個範圍散播到去邊度啊，個廢氣又散多邊，用唔同顏色嚟表達嘅 3D 模型嘅 EIA 嗰個策略，即係評估 tools 噶。咁我哋應該請佢哋嚟去試下用嗰個 3D tools 去模擬翻出嚟，我哋民眾睇得更實際咯。
阿劉太有啲
主席，我想咧就再一次咧向May保證，呢個其實作為咧個 cassette， 作為一個我哋去做一啲政策嘅決定咧，係一個必定需要做嘅過程嚟嘅。而家所有我哋啲內部嘅文件，如果要提交一啲政策，有啲發展嘅影響咧，一定要做嘅。所以我哋啲同事係要定期要去上堂去應用呢一個 cassette 嘅。所以我第一就要向May保證，呢個係我哋必須要做嘅嘢。我哋係。即係要言行一致，貫徹我哋咧，希望香港可以咧係一個可持續發展呢個方向去做。第二點咧就係喺現階段咧，其實我估咧，因為正如頭先阿陳博士講，我哋都係而家將所有收集到嘅意見咧歸納，然後咧就係再將呢啲嘅即係嗰個規劃嘅一啲基礎咧，就係去制定成一個咧大綱嘅草圖，係咪？咁下一步個正式嘅。即係到係法定嘅圖則嘅編定咧，都要係下一個階段嘅。但係咧喺制定任何嘅法定嘅圖則嘅過程裏邊咧，係必須要做咧係兩樣嘢嘅。一就係嗰個環評一定要做啦，仲要咧就係喺嗰個嘅工程嗰個可行性裏邊要一定要做，否則呢個張咁嘅圖提交去到城規會都唔會可以被接納，亦都最終翻返去行政會議都唔會。即係可以批准得到，即係出嚟，因為你反正你嗰個發展嘅規模啊，同埋嗰個意向咧，原來係喺個實際唔行得通嘅，咁呢個肯定唔得。咁同埋咧，這個嘅即係環評報告呢個嘅即係條例咧，我哋係好重視㗎。即係我相信阿 May 都知道，坐喺ACE 都要必須得到 ACE 嘅批准先至可以做得到嘅。咁所以呢度在咧，都係可以向即係阿 May 同埋各位委員。即係保證一定會做，問題就係個時間啫。而家喺呢個階段就未去到咁樣做。咁但係阿 May 提咗出嚟，我哋當然即係呢個係一個好有用嘅提醒啦。咁啊，即係一定會係咁樣去循住呢個咁嘅程序去做落去嘅。
Chairman, if I could add on one question for information, then if all that work and research is being done, if the government could provide for each of the alternative options for the location of a cruise terminal, how many kilometres of vehicle trips will be generated for each of these kilometres, i.e. if I stick it at the end of the runway in Kai Tak, how many kilometres of vehicle trips do I generate? If I stick it in West Kowloon, how many kilometres of vehicle trips do I generate? I'm sure that in Kai Tak, where it's furthest away from the distance where people have to go, it's going to be the longest and the highest and the greatest number of kilometres vehicle trips generated. And in Chiam Sha Choi, where it's right at the right location where people want to be, and right at the airport, the railway, we're going to have almost no kilometres trips generated. If you can have that included in this analysis, that would be fantastic. Then we can have another aspect of cost for evaluation by this committee.
Thanks, Paul. 仲冇其他意見？啊，冇，咁我哋再一次多謝東南九龍小組委員會今日嘅報告同埋佢哋一年多嚟辛勤嘅工作，多謝。